Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Solari Report. This is the first quarter wrap-up, Take Action 2021, our theme. And we're going to start off with a person who I've long admired, followed, read all of her materials, and that is Corey Lynn of Corey Diggs. If you haven't discovered Corey Diggs, you're in for a treat. You want to check it out. You want to sign up. And when I dove in to figure out what I wanted to do for the theme of Take Action 2021, I said, I need some help. So I reached out to Corey and she agreed to do a piece. If you go to the web presentation for Take Action 2021, you'll find it under the Take Action navigation bar. It's called Loosen Technology's Grip on Your Mind. So Corey Lynn is going to join us incognito. From somewhere in the heartland, Corey Lynn, welcome to the Solari Report.
Well, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I can't thank you enough for everything you do.
Oh, right back at you.
you really take it on. But the thing I love about how you take it on is you don't oversimplify. And I'll never forget during the first couple months of COVID, somebody sent me one of your articles and said, you know, what is she doing? She's implying that people are getting sick. And I wrote back and I said, because people are getting sick. we have to start with reality here. Anyway, yeah. So you're a big one for embracing reality. And you seem to have networks all over the place. You seem to be drawing from many, many different sources.
Yeah, I've met a lot of wonderful people along the way, other researchers and journalists, and it's been an interesting ride, that's for sure.
Well, we're going to talk today about a topic that is the number one source of my frustration, and that is mind control and how you get free of mind control, given that we're all dependent on technology. I'm a great believer. I always say that the internet and digital systems have zero integrity. In fact, I believe they were created for control and surveillance, you know, but the reality is I'm very dependent on using them. Everybody is. And so the question is, okay, how can we use them, but in a way that protects ourselves? And I asked if you would take this on, and you did. So tell us what it was like for you to grapple with this issue, which I know you do at Corey Diggs. You know, I hear it all the time. So you've been grappling with it, but tell us what it was like to write this.
It was tricky. You know, there's so much coming at us from everything, and there's smart devices everywhere. And so trying to take this, you know me, I can't nutshell things, I'm big picture. So trying to take it and kind of section it off to break it down to show people, look, it's not just on your television, it's coming through the computer, it's coming through our phones, it's coming over PA announcements in the stores. It's all around us, the constant manipulation and mind control through technology devices. And some of it's very blatant, but some of it's subliminal.
Of it is phenomenally subtle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been times where I've sat there, you know, watching a TV show or a movie, and all of a sudden I become instantly agitated or anxious, and it'll have nothing to do with what I was just watching. Like, it could have been a comedy, for example. And I'm like, where did this just come from? And I'm sure something subliminal just flew by and I just didn't, you know, I didn't catch it. And like you and I were talking about just before this, Disney was famous for doing that. And then the cartoons.
So I have been warning clients and subscribers about this stuff for years and really feel like I've been unsuccessful in those warnings, because I think it's very hard for people to fathom something that's not visible and they have no sort of personal experience looking at it from the other side, the operational side.
Right.
And a video came around after you had written, we were just putting your piece up, and a video came around of a woman who had made a, she was having her daughter take a picture of her with her smartphone. And she had a, you know, an old flip phone, and she was testing the light with her flip phone and accidentally took a picture of a subliminal screenshot coming across the TV that said kill.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to one client who wrote back and said, you know, I've known about this stuff for 50 years, but it just clicked emotionally.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we need something tangible to lock onto it and grasp, like you said, when it's unseen, you know, it's very difficult. And yet here we are, look at what we've gone through over the past year with the unseen virus.
Right.
A lot of
magic, the magic virus.
Yes.
What I hope we can do today is we can make, we can express the fact this technology is very, very real, and it's very, very dangerous. And the most important thing you need to navigate your health life, your financial life, all the risks that we face, you know, the thing you need is you need your mind.
Right.
You need a
Absolutely.
Coherent mind. And mm-hmm. so... the question is, how can you do this? Now, I've tried to do circles, Soleri circles, which is part of a package of information, including on people getting together and sort of helping each other in groups. And one of the things I've experienced with groups is if the fastest way to sabotage a group is to use this technology. And it's amazing how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Divide and conquer.
You could be having a phone conversation with a friend at night, where you're talking about a new rug you were looking at. And the next day you go online and all of a sudden you're getting pop-up ads for rugs.
Right.
Well, how did they know that?
Right. Right.
It's all tracked.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's dive in. One of the things you mentioned that I hadn't known about, cause I don't have a TV and I don't watch TV, is you mentioned a CBS reality TV show that I wanted you to tell everybody about called Hunted.
Yeah, so that came out back in 2017, and I watched it just because, of course, I was curious to see what they were going to reveal in it. So it was 9 groups. It was 2 people per group. So there were 18 people, just, you know, regular everyday people. And it was a reality show where the goal was they had to get off grid and survive without being caught by the FBI and U.S. Marshals for 28 days. So it's called The Hunted, and if they survived and made it all the way to the end, they would win $250,000. And it was quite interesting to watch, to see how people tried to navigate it. You know, you can't get on the train, or you can't use, I think they each had an ATM card to where they can start, and they had like a 30-minute head start, if I'm remembering correctly, so they could take money out, and then... of course, the ATM they used was then flagged, and then they would take off. And some of them ditched their phones. Some of them were stupid and didn't. Some of them were hitchhiking. Some were hiding out in forest preserves. At one point, they were sending a drone in. And they were, you know, so it was, they're showing all the different ways they can track you, essentially.
Right.
So it's
did anybody make it through the whole period?
There was, I can't remember if it was two male friends but they ended up hopping on one of the little like puddle jumper planes and getting out. So they did manage to make it through, but you know, of course it's also TV. So even though it's a reality show,
right.
Who knows if they actually did make it out, but
right.
That was staged, but nonetheless, it was interesting to see what they were revealing as far as how the FBI and the US Marshals were tracking everyone down. And how people tried to evade it.
So you made a list of all the different ways this stuff gets in, whether it's surveillance or mind control.
Right.
And talk us through sort of your list. It's quite remarkable.
So starting with the actual checklist?
Yeah.
Or are you talking at the top?
The infrastructure of influence operations.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, it comes in through social media, news media, the entertainment industry, education systems, obviously, is huge with it.
I'm going to pull up while we're talking. I'm going to pull up your list on the screen.
Okay. Obviously, through politicians, big corp, big tech, big pharma, agents of influencers who make it seem like there is organic support for narratives that are being pushed, and then unknowing individuals who have been manipulated. So there's a lot of influencers out there. You know, that's pretty much everywhere you turn, unless you're out in nature. And then as far as the applications used, I think most people, you know, are probably aware of that from TV, radio, internet. You know, we have a million smart devices out there now, which,
you know, I just have to stop you and tell you, when I first moved to Hickory Valley, I didn't have a TV.
Yeah.
And I explained to everybody, in 1984, believe it or not, I overheard some billionaires talking about entrainment technology, and that was it for me and TVs. So when I got to Hickory Valley, several people tried to give me a TV. And I said to them, if you leave it here, no, I felt like I was in the Stepford Wives, you know, and so they all needed to deliver my mind control device over me. Finally, I just said, if you leave it here, I will throw it out.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just going to tell you, if you leave it here, I'm going to throw it out. So don't leave it here. Take it back.
Well, good for you. Since the 80s, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it was 1984. I overheard two basically billionaire types talking about the, you know, entrainment technology and subliminal programming and what it was going to do. Mm-hmm. And it scared me to death, Cora. I mean, I don't scare easily. It just scared me right down to my little toes.
Yeah.
And that was it for me and TV.
It's too bad other people didn't have that same experience and everyone was living without TVs right now. I mean, I have a TV here. I'm guilty of it. I don't watch it very often, and I'm very selective when I do watch something, but yeah, so it comes through TVs, radios, internet, you know, all the smart devices, video games, GPS systems, cell towers, smart meters, surveillance cameras on every corner, satellites and drones, transhumanism-related technologies, AI and robotics, you know, materials received in the mail, visual aids, such as, you know, we saw a lot of this last year with signs, stickers, plexiglass walls, just,
right.
You know, it's a combination of conditioning, programming, manipulation tactics, and subliminal. So there's many different aspects to the mind control and programming going on. And so there's the covert invisible forms of mind control through long and short wave electromagnetic forces that are emitted into public spaces to induce certain feelings.
Right.
Frequency manipulation, subliminal programming, brainwave manipulation, entrainment technology, waveform that can be transmitted through the entire power grid into our homes. So
have you ever been in a conference where they're using this stuff?
You know, I haven't frequented many conferences, so I can't say as I have.
Uh-huh.
But I know you've had experience with
it. I've had several experiences with it, and it's really, I've also had experiences of going on a radio show, and when I start to talk, bam, somebody turns it on. And it's mm-hmm. the worst feeling in the world, because what do you say?
Right.
What do you, and that's happened to me at a conference too, where I start talking and bam, somebody turns it on.
Wow.
And it's a creepy feeling because the audience doesn't understand. I wanted to tell one story, which I've Solaria Report subscribers have heard before, but I was working once. We first published our entrainment technology, Solaria Report because of incidents, problems I was running into as an investment advisor. What was happening, I'll just take this off screen share for a second. What was happening was, can you see, did we come off screen share?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It went off. I can see you now.
So what was happening was, you know, people were being defrauded and clearly they were using this technology, including marketing private placements over the phone.
Right.
So I got very concerned, and it was a challenge for me because the clients didn't understand this stuff existed. And it's very hard to protect yourself against a technology that you don't even understand exists.
Right.
So I think it makes a huge difference to just grok the fact that this stuff is real and it exists, because then you can catch yourself. Anyway, so I was warning another investment advisor who'd come to me and sort of asked me to help him start his practice. Anyway, so I was kind of giving him various briefings on how to get going and different issues. And I called him one day and he said he was very grumpy. He's a very positive guy. And I said, "What's the matter?" And he said, my mother-in-law just went out and bought a really expensive car that she really can't afford. And it's upsetting me because, you know, I'm ultimately going to be the family bank. And so, you know, if she's, and I said, "Well, did you warn her about entrainment technology?" And he said, "No, I don't share conspiracy stuff with my family." I said, "Well, it's your fault. You know, what, I said, how did she buy the car?" He said, "She bought it online." I said, "There you go." He said, "You think they use entrainment to sell stuff?" I said, "Of course. This is not about conspiracy. It's about making money."
Right.
And there was a long pause. And this is when I first got onto the pornography. And he said, "You know, I've never told you this, but I have a ministry at my church where I help young men get unaddicted to pornography." And he said, "Do you think they're using this technology to get kids addicted to pornography?" I said, "Of course they are. Don't be ridiculous."
Right.
Well, because then you can rope. I believe that roping people into child pornography was critical to getting all the bureaucrats and other people you needed to move the $21 trillion plus out of the U.S. government. So, you know, we created a way to produce thousands and thousands of control files, you know, on a for-profit basis using all you have to do is trick somebody into child pornography. I don't know how long it is, but for a very short period of time. And then, Corey, you've got them.
Right. Right.
Right. So anyway, so keep going here, because I think. So let's turn. So what we wanted to do today and what I asked you to write with the piece was, how do we use this technology more judiciously? And and so let's start with, let me just get this back.
With the basics.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the basics. I broke it down into a few categories, and I did it in the form of a checklist, because I personally, and I think a lot of people are like this, tend to accomplish things better if they have a checklist.
Right.
So, you know, and it may seem like a lot at first, but it's stuff that you can do, you know, maybe you knock off a couple a day, you know, and you gradually, I'm still trying to knock some of this stuff off my list. So, you know.
Oh, me too. I call it turtling. You know, just start doing things. Do one a week, do one a month. Just
And you'll realize as you're doing it, you start feeling better.
Right.
You start having more free time. You start feeling a little less stressed. So, you know, unplug and turn off your TV or get rid of it entirely.
You notice you saw the graphic we chose. There was this I don't know if you saw, there's this great video of that the Australian, somebody in Australia made of lots of different Australian people, you know, busting up and throwing out their TV.
Yeah.
If they didn't want to get COVID-19, here's what they did. And the solution was bust up your TV.
That's funny.
It was pretty funny.
I didn't see that one. So limit the sounds and notifications on your phone to minimize constant distractions, and try to use the speaker when taking calls rather than holding the phone against your ear.
Right.
You may consider setting up a second phone number on an app such as Call 8 to have forwarded to your phone. This will protect your main number and limit the amount of robocalls and other potential nefarious actions against you. You know,
so that means they're calling the first phone that's forwarded, and they don't know the number of the second phone.
Right. Because what happens when people go online and they start entering in their phone numbers and their addresses, and, you know, whether it's they're purchasing something or they're signing up for something, if you start doing that a lot, a lot of companies are selling this off to third parties. And next thing you know, you're getting all kinds of robocalls and junk mail. And
right.
And, you know, it's important to, I just call it like clean out the clutter, you know, clean out all the clutter. So, which is my next bullet point, clean out and organize files on your computer, remove the 2000 bookmarks you don't need and only keep a small handful. If you remove the clutter, it'll help free your mind. Remove all application software you do not use. People have so many apps on their phones these days. Clear your browser cache weekly, and we have instructions for doing that in here. And it helps, you know, for speed.
And I have mine set up so every time I shut down, it's supposed to clear.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it automatically on shutdown.
Yeah. Yeah. And then always read terms and conditions when downloading or installing any apps. Though it is not recommended to install social media apps, these are the most dangerous ones because they sneak in information that allows them to access other areas of your phone. And so we have a link here to the 2013 documentary called Terms and Conditions May Apply.
Now, terms and conditions in the documentary, I love this documentary. They said if you honestly read as of 2013, all the terms and conditions that apply to anything you check, mm-hmm. any terms and conditions you check, it would take you a third of your year. 35% of your year would be spent reading terms and conditions. And I'm somebody, I read a lot of terms and conditions, and it's frightening what they say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's like reading legal documents in some of them.
Right.
It is. It's, yeah. And then they sneak stuff in there. We know that the social media sites are famous for that. Never save your password when asked. We have a whole section in here on what to do with as far as your password goes. You know, you don't want to keep, if you keep it in your keychain, it can get, first off, it can mess things up, but right. it's just not a good idea to keep them on there. And we have some tips on some other ways of saving the password. Unsubscribe to everything you find unnecessary. If you are backing up files from your computer, back them up to an external hard drive, not to an online cloud.
Right.
Of course, the simple things, take time every day to be in nature and ground yourself, you know, meditate and or pray several times a week. You and I talked about this, you know, I do Qigong and you do, how do you pronounce it?
Yuan Gong. It's a form of Qigong. And I think Qigong is fabulous for this purpose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I just do like a 7-minute one in the morning. You know, keep your computer and mobile phone operating systems and applications up to date. And then we get into.
So let me just stop you for a second, because what we're talking about is getting, you're operating on a platform that does not have integrity.
Mm-hmm.
It's got risk. And what you want to do is you want to keep anybody out who doesn't have your best interests at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm constantly telling everybody, you know, get the big guys out of your wallet, out of your pocketbook, out of your assets. But you can't get them out of your wallet and your pocketbook and your assets unless you can get them out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mind is the first step. You know, they get into your mind, and that's how they get into your pocketbook and your assets and your wallet.
Right.
So you've got to connect the dots, you know, mm-hmm. get them out of your pocketbook, but first you're going to have to get them out of your mind. And there's absolutely a connection between the people who defraud your money and the people who are playing with your mind. It's a business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cybersecurity and privacy.
Yeah. You know, just real quick, my background is in graphic design and marketing. I've been doing it for years. So I'm quite familiar with all of their marketing schemes, you know. I didn't do that kind of marketing, but it's easy for me to spot. So, okay. So cybersecurity and privacy. Ditch the smartphone if you can. If you can't, we find Apple phones and Linux-based phones far preferable to Android. Because both Apple and Linux-based phones must connect with telecommunication providers, and that is where a lot of the trouble can start. And
right.
so, you know, we talk about Faraday bags here. We have a link to one that does work. And
a lot of them do not work.
Mm-hmm. And removing all tracking apps from the cell phone and all applications you don't need or use. It is best to uninstall social media apps from cell phones. And I know a lot of people will struggle with that.
Right.
But, you know, that's the whole part of this, too, is that they've created a very addicted culture. People have become very, very addicted to social media. And will find themselves, you know, spending 6 hours a day on social media. It's amazing when you take a step back from that and take some time to clear your mind and be out in nature, spend time with friends, go have a laugh, you know, because I mean, it gets so vile and dark on social media these days. It's just a lot of craziness.
So it's one of the reasons I always avoided this stuff because I was convinced it was created for. You know, basically, it was the way for the CIA to get you to update your own file. Mm-hmm. And so I understood that from early on, but I did like Twitter. So I finally went on Twitter and I had to leave because, first of all, Twitter just, you know, the censorship got ridiculous. But the other thing is the negativity was too much.
Oh, yeah. It was intense. I did, too. I didn't actually get cut in their purges. Shockingly, but they removed, you know, like thousands and thousands of followers. And I just reached a point where it was so vile over there that I deactivated my account.
Right.
Couldn't do it. So now I'm only on Gab. That's the only social media site where
I tried Gab and Parler and it just didn't, I just had too many hiccups and problems. And finally I said, you know, I'm just going to focus on Solari.
Right. Right. Yeah, I use it to get the information out. So then also, let's see, what do we have? Use encrypted services for phone calls and messaging, such as Telegram, which can also be utilized on a desktop computer.
Right. Now, remember, even with Telegram, I constantly get feedback. It's not really secure. And I do want to emphasize, I don't think anything's secure.
Right.
So I think this, you know, it's not 0-1. It's not like something's perfect or it's not secure. So mm-hmm. I don't think this is 0-1. Telegram's better than many of the others. But, and for me, I can call anybody anywhere in the world from Telegram for free. So it's very attractive. But just remember, it's nothing is perfect here.
Right. Because, you know, if they really, really wanted to, the top dogs can access us. But these are ways to help protect you as best as we can see how, to minimize things. So don't sleep with any spyware technology in your bedroom, especially a smartphone. And, you know, so here's something. Are you familiar? I'm sure you are. Lennar Homes. They're the nation's largest, you know, home building company.
Yes.
So back in 2018, they decided they were going to start this everything's included package. And they call it Life Reimagined, right? There's that word, reimagined. And what they did is they, for free of charge, it just comes with their homes. So now all new homes are going to be built with all these smart devices in them.
Oh, God.
From doorbells, security cameras, Wi-Fi, thermostats, ring alarm security kits. They have the invisible smart lock.
It's reached the point where it's easier to teach your kids how to build a house. Right. No, really, it's just there's so much fraud in the home building and the mortgage finance and the mortgage servicing. You just might as well learn how to build the house yourself.
Right.
Unbelievable.
So they started that in 2018, and in 2019, they did 20.5 billion in home sales that year.
God.
So my point is, in some cases, whether you want it or not, you really have to pay attention because this stuff is being installed all around
us.
So, all right, let's see. So turn off Bluetooth on your phone unless it's absolutely necessary. If using GPS in your vehicle, be sure it is not one that transmits. Some experts believe all of them do. Others say just some. You know, don't use Google Maps. If you can, consider picking up a hard GPS. No video platform is safe, so understand that you may be recorded.
Right.
Avoid corporate operating systems. Now, this is something I've recently done. Well, actually, the next bullet is what I've done. So this is, you know, including all Windows operating systems, Chromebooks, and Amazon Fire computers.
Trying to get rid of Microsoft is like the, you know, it's like trying to get rid of the gopher in Caddyshack.
Oh my God. This is what I was just doing over the last 2 days.
Right.
I'm on the phone with my cyber guy and I'm like, I think I deleted it all, but I don't know if I got it all. And yeah, so I just got through getting rid of all that. And I actually used the LibreOffice. I like that one because it seems to be really compatible. So any of my old Microsoft docs or Excel files, I can open right up in there. No problem. It's fantastic.
I confess, I have LibreOffice and OpenOffice and Pages, which is the Mac.
Yeah.
And the Pages is easier formatting for me than the other two. But
okay.
But that's a problem because many people can't open a Pages document. So I'm much better off doing LibreOffice or OpenOffice if I'm sending to somebody else.
Yeah. I've never used Pages before. So use Thunderbird instead of Microsoft Outlook. Mac OS is recommended, or load a good Linux desktop distribution like, oh boy, how do I pronounce that? Is it Ubuntu?
Ubuntu.
Desktop or Mint on your existing PC hardware.
Here's the deal on Linux, and it's the same for your computer as it is for your phone. Mm-hmm. Linux systems require more human expertise by people who really know Linux. If you're going to use Linux, you need a Linux guy. Mm-hmm. And instead of spending your money on the software, you spend your money on the Linux guy, which I prefer. I would much rather pay a Linux guy to help me with Linux. But I think it's really important when you make a decision to go more towards open source software that you're either going to spend the time or you're going to find the expert or both.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Agreed. You know, if you're using Mac OS, make sure your firewall is enabled. Yeah, I think everyone needs a good computer guy.
Right. Absolutely. Or girl.
Or girl. That's right. So use Clam XAV antivirus.
Yeah, the desktop version, not their cloud version.
Okay.
I had the desktop version and I upgraded and all of a sudden I realized I was running... You know, I was giving them access to run from their cloud. I was, what? What? No, so make sure it's the desktop version.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing. I didn't put it on here because I didn't have time to research it enough. But so I have Creative Suite, you know, Adobe, mm-hmm. with Photoshop and Illustrator. And
Adobe's the worst.
Yeah, well, years ago... sometime this past decade here, I can't remember exactly when, they switched over to subscriber. So I believe it was the software 6 was the latest one. So they switch over to subscribe and, you know, it's just like Microsoft, right? So it's all web-based. That way it's so convenient because your updates are automatically updated and it's $54 a month, somewhere in there. And so... I see an article came out in the news a few weeks back where they were talking about, Adobe was talking about how they were going to start, it was like they were going to be collecting data points, right?
Uh-huh.
From the materials that people are using on their own computers through using this software. And they're going to start collecting this data and everything. And I said, okay, it's time for me to, but this does kind of require a computer guy, because if you go back to 6, then you got to make sure you have everything tweaked just right so that as your computer system is updating, you're not going to run into any issues with the older graphics program. So that's another one I'm working on right now. So we have ad blockers. That's a big one. I love ad blockers. You know, Firefox has a built-in ad blocker. You can also use Privacy Badger for Firefox. All other browsers there's uBlock Origin ad, which is what I use. So we have differing opinions from experts on VPNs. I personally do use VPNs, and they've worked well for me. Others use proxy servers, which are also, you know, they're, so it's for anonymity and privacy when you right. are searching on the internet. And we have some links in here to some various ones people could try for proxy servers. For search engines, of course, I think most people know this, use DuckDuckGo for a start page.
So I just have to say one thing. The deterioration in the quality of searches on the internet is just, now when it comes to anything related to financial fraud, I need to know where it is before I go to get it, because it won't come up.
Right.
The amount of whiteout that's going on any search engine you use is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're doing it, but it's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think there is a good search engine anymore.
Yeah. Unless you're, like you said, unless you know specifically what you're looking for or where you're going to find it, it does. It gets trickier and trickier.
Right.
Avoid visiting questionable websites to avoid viruses and Trojans. Scams are at an all-time high. I can't tell you enough when you get, like, just don't even click on links inside emails unless you absolutely know the person
right.
and, you know, you can see that it's coming exactly from your bank. Make sure you look at the from,
right.
cause there are high level scams going on right now.
Right.
Especially if they're taking you to a login page. Don't use unsecured public Wi-Fi. In your home, connect directly by Ethernet if you can. If your ISP,
so I want to stop you here because, you know, Wi-Fi is very convenient, and it takes some real work to sit down and say, no, I'm going to wire up and make wire accessible.
Right.
If you really think about it and invest some time, you can make wire as accessible. You know, you can do everything on wire. Now, I'll tell you another thing. I find there's a difference if I unhook the wire. You know, I will unplug the wire before I go to sleep. And if I don't, I'll start to go to sleep. I swear to God, this really happened the other night. I was on my way to sleep. And I thought, well, you know, vaccines really aren't so bad. I thought, what? Where did that come from? And I realized, oh, I haven't unhooked the Ethernet. So I got up and I unhooked the Ethernet.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, keep it out when you go to sleep, keep it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. And you can get routers. You know, I used to have a Netgear router. So we have a tutorial here on that. If you were to, you know, try to set up your own router, take the time to go into various background search databases and remove yourself from them along with other sites. That's something I spent a few months doing, you know.
Really?
Some items are time consuming, not just the background ones, but on tons of websites, just removing your digital footprint. So yeah, I'm sure if you Google your name, you're going to find yourself all over the first 10 pages of Google, but,
right.
But you know, it's like nothing ever leaves the internet, and it's just, from a privacy standpoint, and trackability standpoint, just from all of it, I think it's good to keep your digital footprint small.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Although, you know, what happened to me is during the litigation, I had to come out, you know, and if you go public that far out, you can't get back in.
Right.
So,
right. Right. But for the average Joe, it's smart to try to keep your footprint small. So
I agree.
You know, email services, don't use email services by large corporations. If you need, you know, an alternative, we recommend ProtonMail or StartMail. If you're looking for a full service provider that can provide website registration and hosting, Infomaniac. I wasn't really familiar with that one, but you had suggested that one.
We have a wonderful, very brilliant subscriber who did very significant searches and due diligence and finally decided he wanted to put up his own domain.
Yeah.
And he finally decided on Infomaniac. So and was very pleased with them. So that's why we recommended it.
Okay.
We get a lot of criticism of Proton Mail, but we have a lot of people who use Proton Mail who are very happy. I'm still shocked that anybody would use AT&T and Google. I just can't fathom it. But, you know, there are many subscribers who want to, and we just have to warn them, you know, we can't promise we can email anything to you.
Right, right. So, an often overlooked source of domestic EMF and RF exposure comes from nearby high-tension power lines, AM, FM, shortwave broadcast, TE stations, and nearby military bases. So these sources present radically higher EMF and RF exposure levels than cell phones and Bluetooth. Effective radiated power can reach, possibly exceed, 1 million watts. So the only way to really know your level of exposure is to hire a reputable engineering firm who can perform the required studies. And I know most people are not going to be able to do this, but I think it's really important to be aware of your surroundings and what's going up, what, you know.
Here's the thing. This is a great investment. You know, it can be expensive. The number one important thing, you have to make sure you find a competent person. Right. So you have to be very careful in finding the right person. But both for EMF radiation and dirty electricity, if you can have someone who's really sort of understands all environmental toxicity, go through your where you live in your house. I've seen people do serious remediation of their apartment or their home, and it makes an incredible difference to the quality of their health and their happiness.
Yeah, so, I would love to do that. I think that's a fantastic idea. So, you know, then I had a little section on observation and introspection to avoid mind control techniques. You know, like when you're spending time on your, a lot of time on your computer and your phone and your television, to pay attention to your energy and your emotion switching, like suddenly feeling warm and fuzzy or feeling irritated. You know, like I was just describing earlier, that I've noticed happen to me if I'm watching TV or something. It's important to be really observant externally, but also be in tune with yourself to see if how you're being affected by these. And I believe the more that a person does that and pays close attention, the more they're going to be able to pick up on these outside forces, you know, that are affecting them. So,
well, just break the connection. I mean, if you just shut down for a minute and walk around for a minute and come back, you break the, you know, whatever the trance is, you break it.
Right, right. So, and then, and you know, when you turn on a piece of equipment, understand what their incentive is. Are they selling you something? Are they trying to help you? Or are they trying to harm you? You know, understand their intentions and their incentives there. Protecting your children. This is a really
here's
important
the hard part
area. Yeah, this is right. This is the hard part.
This
Try
is
to take
the hard
a smartphone
part.
Away from your kid. Yeah, I mean, I honestly, I do not have kids, but if I did, I would have to say I would want my kid in this day and age to have a phone to be able to get a hold of me, but I would not be comfortable with a smartphone and free access to the internet. And, you know, there's just too much out there. So
so we have a commentary called Mind Control Tactics Used on Children and Young People. It's got a lot of different links and then links to tactics used on everybody. And I made it because I kept running into grandparents who could not fathom what was happening to their grandchildren. One of the links, Corey, is to a book on machine gambling. And when you study the history of what the gambling industry has done to cause gambling addictions, it's shocking. You can't even believe that it's legal when you read it. But it gives you a taste of what is now happening on the internet. But the one I try and get parents to read, particularly if they have teenage girls, is Irreversible Damage, which is a new book on teenage girls wanting to suddenly transgender.
Right.
And it's an amazing book. And her number one recommendation is do not give your children a smartphone.
Yeah.
And I think we just all have to recognize that when you give a child a smartphone, you're giving access to psychopaths with billions of dollars of research and technology whose goal is to manipulate your children in a variety of ways that are not in their best interest.
Right. Absolutely. We are all just fish in a pond to them, and it's one big giant marketing ploy. Everything they do is gathering data, gathering information. The databases are off the charts what these people have to be able to target you and sell you this or get you to believe this. But
they're trying to get children to take steps with pharmaceuticals and surgery.
Oh yeah.
That cause irreversible damage and do it without their parents' consent. So they're trying to grab these kids and talk them into this stuff behind their parents' back. And then they have avenues for them literally to get surgery and irreversibly, you know, damaging drugs without the parents being able to stop it.
I know it. I know. I did that. I know.
It's like giving a hotline to the Russian mob to your kids.
Right.
No, really. It's like, do you want your kid to have a hotline to the Russian mafia? Why?
Right. Right. Well, you know, I did an extensive 4-part report on the transgender agenda and what they are doing to children. And that was probably the most intense. I mean, I literally cried a few times while I was writing that report because it was just so shockingly what they're doing. I mean, I have.
It's gruesome. It's just gruesome.
It is. It's terrible. They're
right.
Destroying their minds. And they're doing it through the schools too. You know,
yep.
there's a lot of children's books out there where in the books they're saying, you know, it's better to talk to your teacher, talk to someone at your school than it is your parents. Or if your parents don't feel comfortable with this, they're steering them away from the parents, as they've done for decades, you know, to break up the family unit, but so that they can convince them to do these puberty blockers and transition therapy. And it's terrible. But there is a lot of legislation that people are trying to put through right now to stop this. And there was one state, which state was it, that just passed? I can't remember the state now. So yeah, as we were talking about earlier, the pornography, that's a huge issue.
And my concern on the pornography is not just what it can do if you get addicted to it,
mm-hmm.
but my concern is that they rope you into child pornography and bam, they've got a control file.
Right.
So whatever you do, you know, if you have to buy, if you want to watch pornography, buy the DVDs and watch it at home offline.
Right.
because I don't want you to get tricked into a control file.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
You know, and search your local sex offenders registry and just be aware of who's in your neighborhood. You may even consider showing the mugshot photos to your children, just letting them know, hey, you know, these are not, you don't want to befriend these people.
Right.
If your children are still in public schools, I've written reports on this too. You need to review their entire curriculum. You need to, and I know some schools provide that online, but some don't. And especially the books that are being read.
So I'm going to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
If your child is in public school, you need to figure out how to homeschool.
Yeah. Oh,
I agree. Or you need to figure out how to find a private school that you can afford. It's just not safe.
Right.
It's really not.
I agree. I know that makes things tricky, but for, you know, a lot of people's situations, but I agree. The indoctrination is out of control. Let's see. So most, you know, we've already pretty much covered these couple of things, you know, and Planned Parenthood's gotten themselves pretty involved in the public schools too. And their goal is to just sexualize the children. And they also dole out the puberty blockers. So,
right. And if you look at what the author of Irreversible Damage said, you can do irreversible physical damage to yourself for a teenager taking those drugs.
Oh, yeah. It can sterilize you. So climate change and sustainability is just, you know, it's a huge veil. that's been right. placed over children's eyes. I think most people know that. And then using technology to your advantage is, so there's, I have some links in here with instructions on how to create an open source cloud. So if you do have a group of people that are wanting to share documents, it's better to create that as opposed to using, you know, one of their clouds, or just sending them through email. You and I, you know, both use, I use the PEMF electromagnetic field health mat, and you use the QRS, just ways to kind of keep the energy field clear. And there's a lot of their online shops for if people are looking to block some electromagnetic field, like too much electromagnetic field coming in. So I have some links there. And yeah, I think, you know,
I have to tell you, I find the one that's the most effective is the Qigong.
You want to go. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree, because it's something too that you can do well pretty much anywhere, but in a short amount of time, like just 7 minutes, you can feel different. So
right.
I really like that one as well. So that
right. So one of the things you mentioned here is the music.
Yes.
And I find music is fantastic for clearing the energy in a place, mm-hmm. and also kind of taking us up into a higher mind.
Right. I agree.
So, and everybody's different, but find the music that can help you really, you know, remain outside of the cult. I wanted to bring up several things. One mm-hmm. is whenever we have events at Soleri, and this was pre-COVID, we would say, you're not allowed to bring your phone in.
Yeah.
And we would have to have a big tin box or something, because when people tried to bring their phone in, we'd have to confiscate it and put it in the, you know, in the Faraday bags and the tin box and whatever. And we would find ourselves, even though we had repeatedly sent the instructions, no phone,
right.
having wars with people. And it's like, no, you can't come in, you know, go put it in your car. You cannot come in. You cannot bring it.
Right.
And I remember at one point having a couple of food fights with Daniel Estulin, always introduces himself. He says he's part of Russian intelligence, and he kept insisting he had to bring his phone. I said, Daniel, what is it about? No, you don't understand. Now you can leave, or you can go put your phone in the car. You know, what do you want?
Yeah.
And it would turn into these huge just, my grandmother used to call it taffy pulls.
mm-hmm.
And people literally couldn't, you know, it's as though they're entrained to not to bring the phone in.
Right.
It's like, oh, yes, I know no phone's allowed, but it's okay if I bring my phone in because I have a babysitter and blah, 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 you know, and all right. these different reasons. And so what that tells me is we are addicted, we are mind controlled, but we can't even see that.
Right. And we believe that we're not safe without them and that we have to rely on them. They have to be on us. I've seen people have, you know, panic attacks because they left their phone at home. It's mind boggling when you think, you know, when I was a kid, we're running around the creek and the forest preserves. And if we wanted to find, you know, contact a friend, we would just run over and knock on their door. You know, we didn't have cell phones back then. And yet we survived.
Right. So here's the other thing. I'll never forget being in Vienna. And I've only been in Vienna 3 times in my life, but it happened each time. And the last time, I think, was 2017. You would walk all across the city. Now, remember, Vienna's one of Vienna's hugest, biggest industries was music. Because you got Beethoven, you got Mozart, you've got lots of art. And between all the concerts and the music, you've got hundreds of thousands of people who work in the arts. Mm-hmm. And there are tons of cafes. You know, there's as many cafes as there is in Paris. And yeah. you'd walk through Vienna and no one has a phone. No one's looking at their phone.
Oh,
no one's sitting in the cafes. Nobody's talking on their phone. They're all talking to each other. One of the most beautiful days of my life, I was a Sunday in Vienna. It was, I think, 2010 or 2012. And it was right before Christmas and all the Christmas markets were out. And after lunch, we just kept talking to each other. So we said, let's go hang out at the Christmas markets. And, you know, and they sit outside, everybody's in their fur coat, and they drink mulled wine. And so you drink mulled wine to stay warm all afternoon. And everybody's just talking. And there are hundreds of thousands of people all over the Christmas markets drinking mulled wine and talking, and you don't see one phone.
Unbelievable. I would love that. It's even just walking my dog, you know, 10 people could pass me, either they're walking or they're jogging or they're on a bike. And I'd say one or two of them actually make eye contact. I look at everyone and smile, and one or two will make eye contact, and half of them are glued to their phones while they're walking. You know, it's just, or like you said, you know, you go into a coffee shop, which normally a coffee shop, you'd be there to have coffee and mingle. Everyone is glued to their phones.
So here's why I'm bringing up this point. You need, you know, one of my favorite lines in scripture is, where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I. You need other people who don't, you know, it's not enough to loosen your mind from technology. You need to be around other people who are doing the same.
Right.
And the, you know, part of Take Action 2021, one of my favorite lines is from Andrew Vax. He says, your family are the people who don't turn you in. And, you know, we need to find each other, and we need to find other people who can, you know, having plenty of witnesses around, one, protects you, but it helps you maintain your field if you're not, you know, in the Borg, and you're around other people who don't want to go in the Borg or in the cult. As C.J. Hopkins, I'm a big C.J. Hopkins fan. He's the guy who defined the term COVIDian cult. And I think to free your mind, you know, ending on your last section, free your mind, you need to be around other people whose minds are free.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I like hanging out at Corey Diggs. Like, this woman is free. So this is great, because now what's going to happen is we're going to get thousands of people, subscribers who are much more knowledgeable technology than you and me, who are going to get into subscriber input and just start writing out what they do every time I start discussing this stuff. Oh, no, you're wrong about this. And that's terrific. So we want you to jump on and tell us why we're wrong, because that's how we're going to figure out lots more good stuff.
Right.
So this is, to me, this is an ongoing conversation of how we navigate this stuff.
Right.
I do think, and I think most people at Solari know this, Corey, but I do need for everybody to face the fact that there is such a thing as evil, and the people on the other side of this are evil. You know, Google has this expression, don't be evil.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if you're talking about a lot of the people on the other side of this, they're, you know, you can run into some pretty evil characters.
Absolutely.
And you need to understand that you're dealing with institutions, organizations, and people of absolutely no empathy.
And do not have us in their best interest at all. They have agendas they need to carry out. They have their goals they need to achieve, and they have their money they need lining their pockets.
Right.
So,
and more and more, you know, I tell everybody, you've got the equivalent of, you know, three shifts of Stasi teams on your case. They're called AI software bots. And, you know, it's the equivalent of literally having round the clock Stasi teams on you. And the frightening thing about it is not that you have one, it's that, you know, 50 different companies has 50 Stasi teams on you.
Right.
And all of them have their own agenda, which has nothing to do with anything that can create coherence for your mind.
Right.
Right. You know, it's just war game. It's just attack, attack, attack. Anyway, so it's, I have to tell you, I think one of the things you said that I want to emphasize as we close is, you know, this is like a journey. It's never over. And mm-hmm. so, you know, do what you can every day, learn a little bit more. You know, right. a lot of us went to college or graduate school and thought we were going to, you know, learn investment. We didn't know that we were going to be a systems administrator who had an investment platform, but we were really in the systems business. Hmm. Do you know what I mean? I mean, if I, yeah. I don't know about you, but if I had to do it all over again, I'd take 2 years of like managing digital systems courses because this is a big part of our lives, learning how to deal with this stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, it is. It's a lot of work, you know, and it's easy for people to get confused and caught up in the chaos. And I think the distractions are off the chart right now. They're pulling people in so many different directions, and there's so much theater going on to keep people pulled in to it that you have to kind of cut the cord.
Right. But I also think you have to make a list of here are all the things I have to learn. You know, if I'm going to use this stuff, I've got to get the training. I've got to learn it. You know, I know you've made a real effort to go find experts and have them teach you.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things I love about Corey's Digs is, you know, you continuously prove with all your different articles that you can learn this stuff. You can figure it out. You can unpack it. So let me turn from this and, remind everybody we're going to be talking about circles next week. But before we close, Corey, I want to talk a little bit about some of the work you've been doing at Corey Digs, because you have some amazing pieces that have just come out. And I know you have another amazing piece just coming out. So just tell us a little bit about some of your recent work.
Well, so I right now I'm working on a sort of big overall blueprint for an agenda project. And before getting that out, because that's a big one, I've kind of been laying out smaller ones in increments. So for example, just the other day published one that I had put together the notes, but I asked James, he's a wonderful writer, James Fitzgerald out of the UK, on the future of autonomous cars. And, you know, is this what the real plan is there?
Control.
And Control. And I'm working on a big one right now that has to do with Amazon's takeover. And these, as you know, these aren't simple little articles or one, you know, like one element. These are, they're comprehensive with many connected dots to kind of show the bigger picture. And how this all plays a role. And however, a week ago, I had published what I think is really important, which has to do with the COVID vaccines. We have a lot of employers out there, I believe, could very easily face civil suits and is definitely crossing the line as far as what the FTC normally, you know, goes after people for and charges people for. And the CDC is pushing this safe vaccine, and they have a whole toolkit that they're telling employers, you know, to get their leaders to be vaccine champions and incentivize your employees to get vaccinated. And so what we're left with is many employers are either bribing or incentivizing, and in some cases threatening termination if people do not get the COVID vaccine. And the FDA, the CDC is not even following the FDA guidelines. The FDA is stating that on all promotional materials, that it has to be worded a very specific way in which this is an investigational vaccine. It is unapproved and unauthorized by the FDA, and it's an emergency use authorized vaccine only. And they're not referring to it in that manner. And the FDA also says it's required that every recipient who get the vaccine get the fact sheets from these manufacturers.
Informed consent.
Yeah. So I have some tips in there and a whole bunch of information in there on that, because I think people's rights are being, you know, stomped on right now. And so ultimately this week I'm going to get out the big one on Amazon, and then I'm going to start plugging away on the it's kind of a blueprint to their agenda on a local level, stuff that's going on under everyone's noses so that they can, you know, fight back.
We just did an interview with Jerry Day on notice of liabilities, and I'm just about to publish a notice of liability that has been sent to all the European parliamentarians, because I think an employer who requires someone to get or tries to require a vaccination when they are not providing the health care, disability, and life insurance necessary to protect their family from bankruptcy. I mean, you're asking somebody to take on a $5 million risk for free.
Right. And I linked to your family financial form on your site, because that was a brilliant piece. So I have that linked in that report as well.
Right. So we did that because it's to me, it's very important that families cost these things out. But part of costing it out is costing it out with any employer who's pressuring you. But I know, you know, to me, it's funny, we're going to talk about this on Money and Markets this week, but we now see the chairman of the Federal Reserve and the head of the ECB coming out with big presentations saying the economy is coming back because everybody's getting vaccinated, which I translate as the bank stocks are going up because everybody's getting their chip. No, well, this is how prison companies trade. The more prison beds you have, the more prisoners you have filling up those beds, the more the stocks goes up. So the more people get chipped, the more the banking system goes up. So
interesting.
Okay. Well, Corey, before we close, tell everybody how to find your website and to sign up and support you and learn more about your work.
Sure. So it's coreysdigs.com. It's CoreysDigs.com. And I have all my links on there. You can follow me on YouTube, BitChute. Gosh, I'm everywhere. I do weekly podcast called Dig It with the speaker and the sharp edge. That comes out every Friday. And you can also support me through Patreon, and I have a support page on my site. But also I want to mention, I have a huge resource section. So anyone who's looking to do a little research, I have over 100 resources, and 95% of them are all free, open source resources for research. And I do have some of my reports in a bookshop in PDF format as well. So
And you've done, you know, it was funny because I assumed when I first read you that you were a trained investigative reporter, because you did some deep dives on Epstein and you know, some of the corruption topics that are pretty amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trained. I'm just very resourceful.
No, I know what it is. You're a successful entrepreneur who got really irritated by what you saw going on in the world.
Yeah, I do not like seeing people taken advantage of and manipulated.
Corey Lynn, Mama Bear, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing this. You know, there was no way I could sit down and write this without losing my temper.
That's how I feel about half my reports.
Anyway, so you did a much better job, I think, than I could have done, but I really appreciate it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me just show you this again. So go to the web presentation. Let me get this up. Go to the web presentation, and you'll see the if you go to the navigation bar for the Take Action 2021, just drop down under Take Action, click on Loosen Technology's Grip. And if you see the Smash TV, you'll get the first recommendation.
I absolutely love your cover graphic of the wrap up as well.
Isn't that adorable? Let me get it.
Yeah. Yes. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, so the generations getting together and turning this around. Anyway, okay, Corey, have a wonderful week, and we'll be talking to you soon. Bye.
All right, thanks so much, Catherine. Bye-bye.